Recognize this voice?
Today, we are announcing a new set of features coming soon around dating.
It's Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg at his company's annual conference for developers back in May.
Now, this is going to be for building real long-term relationships, all right? Not just hookups.
That announcement raised a lot of eyebrows. Facebook was embroiled in the Cambridge Analytica scandal around that time, and it was facing tough questions about the mishandling of millions of users' personal data. But Facebook pressed on with its dating feature, and last week it started rolling it out for testing in Colombia. Facebook's very popular there, and meeting online is getting more acceptable.
Ya no está estigmatizado.
Fabian Molina Leguizamón is an Uber driver in Bogotá.
My nephew met his partner on Facebook, and today they've been together 6 years. These days, the idea of meeting people online seems very normal to me.
Still, some wonder why Facebook picked Colombia. But Cristina Ocampo, a software developer in Bogotá, says why not Colombia?
Pues uno que me pareció bastante interesante que estemos como en el radar de Facebook, o sea, en el radar de social.
It seemed interesting to me that we are on Facebook's radar, that they say Colombia's population is interesting to study and see how it behaves and how that might be useful when thinking about taking the service to other countries. That we are statistically relevant and part of this scenario, it could mean other software companies might bring their business to Colombia, and that, yes, it is interesting to do business here.
To find out about all this, we called up Lisa Talia Moretti. She's a digital sociologist and strategist based in London.
So it's a really, really interesting strategic move, I think, by Facebook. Places like the US and the UK, they have a lot more economic potential, and Facebook makes a lot more money from those advertisers. So they, if something goes wrong in Colombia, they have less to lose financially.
What's interesting about this is that this is a dating app. So, of course, it's interested in people's information
and
people's information and sharing that is what Facebook has been under serious fire for. Do you have a sense of how this Facebook dating app will work? Will it use people's Facebook profiles to generate the information? How will it actually work?
Well, it's really interesting that they're moving into this space because they've said that it's going to be completely separated from the Facebook platform. So it's going to be separate from any of the ads that are served. In fact, they've said that it's going to be completely ad-free. Of course, they do have a huge amount of information about every single person who's already on Facebook. There is, you know, definitely a very skeptical part of me that thinks that this might be a really great way for them to test advances in any kind of AI technology in a much more targeted, more personal way.
Has Facebook said what, if anything, it's going to do with the data it collects on this dating app?
They have not said anything about that, but they've been very careful about the kind of privacy settings that they have included in the app. So first of all, the app is completely opt-in, and there's also things like you can't follow up with people who haven't responded to you. So that's trying to ensure that they can keep stalking to a minimum.
It's hard not to think that Facebook is releasing this data app only in one country, Colombia, in some ways to kind of have it behind the scenes, to kind of get the kinks out and figure out how it works and to not be scrutinized.
Colombia is connected, you know, to the rest of the world like so many other countries, and they're definitely going to be scrutinized. They're not going to be able to get away with, you know, doing things in an unethical way. I think from a political point of view, they're probably protected a lot more in Colombia than they would be in the US or the UK, where there is a really strong government infrastructure in place, or stronger, should I say, government infrastructure in place to find them if something did go wrong. In Colombia, this is still quite new, and there isn't really a very strong privacy and data policy infrastructure in place just yet. So I think this was a political and strategic move on behalf of them.
Lisa Talia Moretti is a digital sociologist and strategist, and she's been speaking to us from London. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely to be on the show. Thank you.